made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame?
Back in the No Panic Zone on a Monday. Good to have you here. You could follow us at the Steve Greer Show Facebook page. I appreciate it if you do. You know, I've got a whole stack of letters from listeners and viewers. We'll get to that hopefully later today, sometime in the next couple of days for sure. A lot of good letters from you guys. You can do that by going to stevegreer.com. Check out the website. By the way, I've got that great story about the COVID-19 survivor praising the president. I interviewed him on Saturday, Jim Santilli. He'll be joining us live in the program in just a few minutes to talk about his experience with COVID-19. Thought he was going to die. Saturday morning, the 21st of March, he thought he was going to die. He said, I was drowning. I could feel it. I knew that I was going downhill. 38-year-old guy in good health, by the way. And they came in and said, we're going to try this experimental treatment. Hydroxychloroquine, and he said in a very short period of time, within a few hours, it had all changed. It all turned around. He wasn't struggling to breathe anymore. It was a big turning point in everything that happened. Now, before we went to the break, I was telling you about the nations in the world that take anti-malarial drugs as a regular part of their lives, because malaria takes almost 500,000 people a year. Nearly 500,000 people a year die from malaria, so malaria is taken very seriously in places like India and sub-Saharan Africa. So I've got this map I'd like to put up. The blue countries here on this map are the countries that take anti-malaria medications as a matter of practice. The yellow countries on the map on the bottom, these are countries that have a massive COVID-19 outbreak. Now, if you're on the radio with us, this is now up on the Facebook page. Greatly appreciate it. Go look at it. But look at how those maps compare. Look at how those maps compare, and it's not a coincidence that the countries that take anti-malaria drugs as a regular part and parcel of what they do are the countries where you don't have huge outbreaks of COVID-19. Now, moving on to another one of the stories that I was talking about here, at the top of the program, Senator Tom Cotton says the Chinese government is still lying about how many COVID-19 cases they have. You know, the Chinese, and I've been saying this for some time, continue to say they have no new cases, or one or two, and they've decided, you know, that's not really happening. And Tom Cotton, former, you know, military man, veteran, says, well, if that's true, if China doesn't have any more cases, why did they reopen all of their stores, do all that, open all their theaters, and then shut it all back down here a couple of days ago? All the theaters in the Wuhan district, that whole area, are all closed again. He said, if that's true, why does one of the crematoriums there, just one in the city of Wuhan that normally has a few hundred urns for cremation, just order 5,000 more on a rush order? He said the evidence out of China is that the Chinese are continuing to lie about their COVID-19 cases and what's really going on. And he said, you see it again today. China says they have no more new cases, and yet they close the movie theaters. They're buying urns for cremation at a rate that is not normal. It far exceeds their normal level. So that would give indication that maybe that's not quite true what they're telling us. Meanwhile, in Italy, the country hit the hardest, hit the worst by the Wuhan virus thus far. A lot of concern now that this virus will make its way south, where it has been concentrated in the Lombardy area, the district of northern Italy, an affluent area, an area with a fair amount of wealth, wineries, regions of good food and tourism. Well, now the belief is that this virus is going to travel south to areas that are far less affluent, have more challenges, don't have the health care coverage as good as they had in the north, and it could be a significant challenge for those in southern Italy as that country continues to battle with the pandemic of 2020. Meanwhile, in the last few days, you've heard Mayor Bill de Blasio talk excessively about how the president and the White House and the task force on coronavirus led by Mike Pence have not done an adequate job. He has said that New York's in trouble and they need more resources. All of that is true. But on CNN yesterday, Jake Tapper actually did something we call journalism. Rare on CNN, but true, it happens. And he called out the witless mayor of New York, who's been railing against the president for the last few weeks. But Tapper took time to nail Bill de Blasio with his own nonchalant words, his words of, it'll all be fine, don't worry about it, go on about your lives. It's bite number six, and I want you to hear this because it's very telling. People that were saying it's no big deal, then to come back and say the president hasn't done his job, it's a bit tough to swallow. Here's Bill de Blasio.
So let's talk about the way that you've handled the response in New York City. I want you to take a listen to yourself and your message to New Yorkers. These are three different clips, one's from January, one's from February, and one's from early this month.
It's important, just go about your lives, continue living as you have. New Yorkers should go about our lives, continue doing what we do.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat.
We want people still to go on about their lives. We want people to rest assured that a lot is being done to protect them.
That last clip was from March 13th, just about 2 weeks ago. In retrospect, is that message at least in part to blame for how rapidly the virus has spread across the city?
You know, Jake, we should not be focusing, in my view, on anything looking back on any level of government right now.
Really? Shouldn't be looking back at all, he says, after taking all of those cheap shots and below-the-belt shots, I really believe, of the president, who has not been perfect in his response. Sorry to say, Mr. President, not perfect, but solid in his response. Fighting for America, trying to get it done. And now, with this new ruling from the FDA, allowing the combination of these malaria drugs, anti-malaria drugs, in combination with other drugs to help these patients survive, I think is a very big deal. Remember, the president was mocked for this, mocked for suggesting that hydroxychloroquine would use, if used, would work against these drugs. He was mocked. It does work. This is the No Panic Zone. We'll have a survivor coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.